One of the most infamous crimes in American history occurred in Queens, New York, all of 40 years ago, and people turned away. 3 a.m., March 13, 1964, Catherine Kitty Genovese drove home from her job as the manager of a bar. She lived in Kew Gardens. Miss Genovese parked her small red car near her apartment building. Three doors from her building, under a streetlight on Austin Street, a man grabbed Kitty Genovese and attacked her with a knife. She screamed out to her neighbors, "Oh, my God, he stabbed me. Help me. Please help me." She was bleeding. She was raped. She screamed, "I'm dying. I'm dying." Kitty Genovese's assailant stabbed and beat her for 35 minutes before she died. He got into his car and drove away. The police later established that 38 people either saw Kitty Genovese stabbed and raped or heard her scream for her life. But no one called the police. No one rushed down to the street to try to scare off her attacker. Her death was a small story in the next day's newspapers, but 2 weeks later, the New York Times ran a story on how shocked the Queens police had been that so many people heard Kitty Genovese being murdered and didn't lift a finger to help her. The story set off a national soul-searching. How could so many Americans, even New Yorkers, it was sometimes added, have turned away from cries for help? The murder of Kitty Genovese became a kind of modern morality tale. Her death seemed to symbolize an age in which people counseled, "Don't get involved, mind your own business, not in my backyard." Today, the name of Kitty Genovese has become a label to describe an uncaring public, but little is still known about her. It was not reported in 1964 that Kitty Genovese was a lesbian who shared her home in Kew Gardens with a girlfriend, Marianne Zelenko. Today, we have the first and only broadcast interview Marianne Zelenko has ever granted, which comes to us from Sound Portrait Productions in New York.
Kitty was the most wonderful person I've ever met. I still remember her face. I can see it in my mind. Very Italian-looking, very chiseled features, dark hair, like only about 5 feet tall. A very likable person, very vibrant, where I'm very quiet. So we were complimentary. I think we met in a bar downtown, and she says, "Well, you know, I'd like to see you again." So I said, "Well, I don't have a phone. I lived in a rooming house." I came home that night from work, and I found the note on the rooming house door. She found where I lived and called me at the payphone that night. So we're together for a year after that. 1 year. 1 year exactly. To the day. Being a gay woman in that society was very hard. So we were in the closet a lot. In fact, her family didn't know. I mean, they know now. But there was denial there. It was very hard then. I remember I went bowling with a friend of ours, and I came home. I was tired that night. It was probably, I got home about 11:30. I went to bed, and the next thing I remember is the police knocking on the door at 4 o'clock in the morning. So they took me to the emergency room. They said, "You have to identify." So I did, standard identifying a person with a white sheet, and I went outside and sat on the bench, and they said, "We're going to take him." I said, "I'm going to wait for her." Sorry, I'm going to start crying here, but this gets rough. So I just went home and I started drinking, so I couldn't deal with this. And I drank for about 6 months, and I realized, this is, what am I doing with my life? So I stopped drinking, I got an apartment, and I went back to school. So, I mean, I know about loss. I saw a lot of anger toward people because they could have saved her life. I mean, all the steps along the way when he attacked her 3 times. And then he sexually assaulted her too, when she was dying. I mean, you look out the window and you see this happening and you don't help. That's, how do you live with yourself knowing you didn't do anything? That's the biggest lesson to be learned from this. Really love each other. We have to, on this planet.
Kitty Genovese was murdered 40 years ago today. Marianne Zelenko lives in Vermont. Winston Mosley, who was convicted of the murder, is serving a life sentence. Our story was produced by Matt Ozug and Jessica Tickton at Sound Portrait Productions. For more information, you can come to our website, npr.org.